Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. I love that song. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, I love that song. Actually, that song was created by Nick Johnson and a couple of his friends. They actually created an intro for the Dr. Pat Show, which is, when you hear the whole song, it's kind of pretty amazing. Maybe we can get, I don't even know if I sent the whole show to Don or Seth or anybody over there, Doug. So one of these days, I'll have to play the whole song for you. Hey, I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. Absolutely incredible. We want to thank all of you so very, very much for all that you do. We've got a great show for you tonight. Friend and colleague joining me here tonight. I mean, you know, I was thinking about my life the other day with my prayer partner. And I was thinking about, you know, where I was 3 years ago. And of course, Mary Jane can zoom in on this for me. Wait till you see how amazing she is. But I was thinking about my life 3 years ago, and I was thinking about what I've learned since that point in time. You know, in the end of 2008, and actually 2008, almost to this day, it was a very, very difficult time in my life. It was one of the most difficult times in my life that I honestly, I'm trying to think of another time, maybe when my mom died, maybe that comes close. But I was at a point in my life where my body was failing me, and failing me means that the only conversations I was having with my regular docs had to do with more steroids and a walker or a wheelchair. My relationship of 14 years was ending, and I wasn't really sure if I would have a career, a life, let alone a career. Wasn't much that was known to me about what was going on with my body, and I didn't know Mary Jane Mack at the time. And so what I want to say about all that is that when you get to hear Mary Jane Mack tonight, and I get to tell you a bit about who she is, you're going to be blown away. Because what we don't hear about in traditional medicine these days is what the heck is the root cause of what's going on in our bodies. So we throw steroids at inflammation. You know, we give ourselves drugs that have very little to do with the root cause. We even kill cancer cells without having a conversation about perhaps where they came from to begin with. And so what I love about the world we're living in right now is that many, many studies are coming to the surface. As a matter of fact, I talked about a study today, one of the few real studies out there that was done over 13 countries demonstrating that cell phones actually do cause brain tumors. And so it is so kind of, for me, relieving, refreshing, you name it, explorative, exuberant, to know that people like Mary Jane Mack have not given up on us, have not given up on the world of holistic treatment in terms of getting at the root cause, and have taken on a bigger voice now than they ever have. Mary Jane Mack, medical intuitive wellness coach. I want to just let you guys know, if you're listening to this show and you want to call in for a very special medical intuitive reading, if you've got something going on with you, you're going to absolutely want to call in toll-free to the show tonight. I'm going to make it really easy for you to do that. We have a toll-free number. Write it down. I'm expecting the phone lines to get pretty jammed up. 888-627-6008. That is toll-free tonight for the Dr. Pat Show. 888-627-6008. Wait till you hear about how Mary Jane Mack gets to the root cause. I could go on and on and on about her, but wait till you hear the stories. Finding the root cause of your health problem. Get it? The root cause. Mary Jane, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. This is a fun topic for me.
Well,
great stories.
You've got great stories, but let's kind of piggyback for a minute on who you are and what you've learned about what you do. I made a comment that said back in 2008, didn't really know you, right? And I pointed to a time in my life where if you looked at what was going on, both on the inside and the outside of me, October of 2008, October 29th of 2008, exactly. Honestly, I was lost and I was confused and I had so much pain in my body. I locked myself in the bathroom because I couldn't even open the bathroom doorknob. Now, this is a level of pain and exhaustion that so many people have right now. But I didn't even understand that we had to get to the root cause to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I had used more steroids than I can even talk about. My cells stopped working, and there I was. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that that's what happens to, just think the number of people that happens to every day. It goes on and on. And it's really, you know, today in the medical world, and my background is I was a registered nurse, or I am a registered nurse, and the now in the hospital, everybody gets the same protocol. It's one size fits all. If you talk to people that go in, they all come out with the exact same drugs, the exact same medications, and they're overdosed and not diagnosed properly, and they never get to the solution of what's really going on with them. So it's really what I do is it's simplified. I just go to a basic technique. And in that basic technique of muscle testing the body tells me what the root cause is, and it's not complicated. It's just checking each system, and the body will tell me where the root cause is and what's creating all these major symptoms and all these major problems that people are having. So instead of band-aiding it, we do something better.
Well, band-aiding it is what we're doing really well these days. And, you know, before I mentioned to our listeners that if they want to call into the show and either have a reading about themselves, someone else, or even their pets, let's talk about this for a minute. I refer to you as a medical intuitive. And I know that you are so modest. I mean, I listen to what you say. I mean, I'm hearing you. I use a simple technique. Well, you might use a simple technique, but you're extraordinary at what you do. And how that shows up, Mary Jane, it really shows up in the results of what you've been able to demonstrate. Let's talk a little bit about the kinds of people that show up on your doorstep.
Well, let's talk about a few simple cases to start with. I got a phone call one day, and this gentleman had said he had his eyes were just pus was coming out of his eyes. His eyes were swollen shut, and it just happened like overnight. He woke up this way. So he called to ask if I thought he should go to an eye doctor or a medical doctor. And over the phone, I was able to figure out exactly what was going on with him. And he actually had a stone in his liver, or heavy sludge in his liver. So I put him on a heavy protocol for 4 days, and I told him, just do the protocol. And I was very confident he was going to be fine, because the body will tell me. And so in 4 days, he was totally well. His eyes were not swollen, and everything was better. Now, if he would have gone to a medical doctor, what they would have done is treated the symptoms. They would have given him antibiotics for his eyes or drops to put in his eyes. And it might have gotten better with what they might give him for a short time, but it would immediately come back because it's not what was really going on with him. And now instead of going through all those things, we're able to take care of it. And then by cleaning out that liver, it took care of other issues he had. He had a pain in his back, like a knife stabbing pain, in the same spot. Well, it was right behind where that stone was in his liver. And as soon as he was able to flush that out, that pain was totally gone. His eyes were okay. His vision was great. And he was healthy. So that's just one simple case. Another case that I like to talk about is a gal that called. It was a phone consultation again. And she had been seeing the medical doctor for 9 months to a year and was being treated for atrial fibrillation. And that's a rapid heart rate. And you can be in normal heart rhythm, then suddenly go into this irregular heart rhythm. And it's very sudden, and sometimes when people get this, they actually have to go into the hospital and be converted back to their natural rhythm. It's almost like being, like having a little shock to the heart is what it is. Well, she actually had that done once. She had to go in and have that done once. So she called me and asked, you know, she wanted a consultation to find out what was going on with her. And what I found with her was that she had a backed up gallbladder. And, you know, I talk about these things all the time. And what's so incredible to me is when I tell people this, they say, oh, yes, I was diagnosed with a gallstone, but my doctor told me, don't worry about it. As long as it just sits there, it's not a problem. Huh. And they're told this time after time after time, because that's what I hear. So I said, well, this is, and she was on other supplements from someone else, and when somebody's got a stone, they cannot handle medications, they can't handle other supplements, they really can't handle anything. That'll just push them into more atrial fib. So what I did was put her on the protocol to clear out her gallbladder, and she stopped having the atrial fib the way she was having it. I think in the 6 weeks after we started, she had two little incidences of it, and that's because she ate some heavy food, and so at that time, she had to increase her nutrition to get through it. And as soon as she increased the nutrition, she was pulled out of after a phone consultation, we pulled her right out of that to move her forward. So she never had to take the medication the doctor gave her, and then she found, well, the medication really didn't work. And the only thing that's worked now is the nutrition and what we've been doing. And she was on the verge of going in to have surgery to have the nerve to the heart cut to stop that from happening. And now she doesn't have to do that at all. So, I've seen many people with atrial fib with that same type of situation. So it's not always about the heart. It's not always, you know, again, it's those symptoms and they're treating the heart. So that was another fun case, and she's just doing fabulous.
Well, you know, you join me as a regular on the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you tuning in, and I just want to tell you, you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, medical, intuitive, and amazing. Let me just say amazing healer joining me here today, Mary Jane Mack. She is a regular on the show. We open up the phone lines so that each of us get to discover what's ailing us, what the root cause is, and get rid of it. Now, Mary Jane, you've been doing this. We've had numerous people call in during the show. Let's talk a little bit about some of the folks that have called into the show that you've been able to help as well. Because while folks call in, we can just pinpoint a little bit of what's going on, and then they usually follow up with you. For this show, folks, I just want to tell you, we have opened up the phone line, so I want to make sure you can call in, 888-627-6008. Now, if you cannot call in, we have a way for you to send us an instant feedback message. Just let us know what's going on with you. You can do that by going to drpatlive.com on the right-hand side. Just ask your question. Or you could go to transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side. You'll see where you can just type in your question. Go ahead and do that, and we'll get you on air. Mary Jane, we have numerous people that call in during the show. You never know who they are. You never know what they're going to say. And many of them have been wonderfully surprised at what you tell them, as well as what happens when they find out they can get rid of some of this stuff.
Well, that's why it's so exciting, because so many people think they're stuck with what they have. And, you know, most people, when they don't feel good, or some people think they feel good because they've been out of balance so long, they're used to it, and they think that's normal. And it's amazing how many people are like that. And they really don't know how good they feel until they're better. So, and when people call in, it doesn't matter, and I invite anyone to call in, it doesn't matter what you have, or if it's something that concerns you, there's an answer for it. And we, as well as your pets, your horses, it doesn't matter, animals of any kind, we do the same thing. And when people have called in, I have gotten the best people coming into my office or doing phone consultations from the show because for the first time, they had an answer that made sense. And when people tell me when I tell them what's going on, it totally fits to what is happening to them. And a little later, I'm going to tell you another good story about a client. But we're happy to take all calls because this is fun to answer those questions that people don't have answers to.
Well, you know, when we take a look at the body, I would love for you to take a moment and describe the system that is so prevalent. And actually, you know, the approach that you're talking about is something that goes back before, let's just say, before the massive pharmaceuticals hit the market. You know, there are a lot of things that were referred to, and especially in indigenous cultures, around things that are sensed or things that could be wrong. Could you describe for our listeners, you know, how the body works from a systems point of view and what you actually call the process that you use?
The technique that I use is the accelerated performance system. And it's a technique to evaluate the body, the emotional, nutritional, and structural systems of the body. And the body is made up of all nerves. The nerves is the electrical system of the body. And in that electrical system, what the nerves send conduction to all the organs, every part of the body, and when that system is interrupted, it causes an imbalance. And then the body will try and send more energy to that part of the body, creating what I call a hot spot on the body. And so when the technique of muscle testing that I use, it's in the office, I'm holding someone's arm, and what I'm doing is scanning the body, and what I do is a system of seeing where each organ is from a 0 to 10, so it can tell the exact function of the organ or the bones or the nerves. 10 would be optimal function, and if the body is in low gear, that tells me the body is like a 1 or 2. The body is in a low frequency. It's in a low energy and cannot operate the way in optimal performance. So as I'm doing the system, I'm checking, to simplify it, I'm checking the left side of the body, I check the center body, and I'm checking the right side of the body. So I'm doing a scoring system on each area, and the body will take me to the lowest organ or system. And when I'm doing this technique, I'm always having this dialogue with the body, asking, you know, how the body is and what's the main concern. And so it's that I've been doing this work now for almost 20 years. And it's, you know, to me, it's very simple. I teach this work now. I have been teaching this work for 15, 16 years to other healthcare professionals and doctors all over the country. And now I'm specifically teaching in this area in the Northwest. Now people come to me to learn the work instead of me traveling all over. And I'm teaching healthcare professionals and simplifying this a system so that they can learn this and in a simplified manner and get really good results. So that's basically what I'm doing, is checking the energy of the body, finding where the weakness is, and using nutritional supplements to correct that imbalance. So what I do is the nutrition, we do talk about food and diet, but we also use nutritional supplements. I use Biotics Research products, and we have predictable results when using those products.
Well, the difference is that, you know, let's talk about this because, you know, for me, I know what it's like to have two shelves full of supplements, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about pinpointing very specifically something that's happening in the body. So you're not throwing the kitchen sink at it. So if there's something with your gallbladder or there's something with your kidney, you're going to look at that and say, this is going to fix the kidney, this is going to fix the gallbladder, and then it gets fixed.
Exactly. And it's exact what I do is ask the body, we use exact amounts of a very specific nutrition, then we figure out how long you need that nutrition, how many days. Sometimes it's a loading dose for 3 or 4 days to get things kick-started and get you feeling better faster. And then it might drop to a lower amount, but the body tells me exactly how long you need to take those products. And I know when you take those products, when I figure out what the body needs, and you take those products, when the person comes back in a week, or we talk in a week, they're going to be better or different. And what I mean by different, they're going to have a change of some kind. If there isn't a change, and by measuring the energy of the organs, it tells me how much it's improved or not. If it hasn't changed, then that tells me there's something else that's still going on that we need to address. And so, or the person is in such low energy, they're having trouble getting all the nutrition in. So there's always a solution. And the products are the greatest products. It's never the products. It's always if somebody is really anemic, they can't even take nutrition. They have to take like crumbs at a time to get their body built up in order to be handle nutrition. So somebody who is very anemic, that can be from being toxic from chemicals. And those are the people who say, oh, I can't take supplements. They make me sick. I can't do that. Or they have sensitivities and allergies to everything. They can't handle their environment. They can't handle, like, smells or perfumes. Underneath, they might have something else wrong. But what I look for is underneath, are they really anemic? And then you have to adjust the body until you could get to that and take care of it. But you could never overload them with a lot of nutrition because they can't handle it. So sometimes people go to doctors and they say, oh, I can't take that, and they're still really sick. Well, you have to figure out how they can do it.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, let's talk about this from a realistic point of view about what's going on out there. And, you know, you and I have talked about Linda's mother, for example. You know, the first time that I realized what was going on with Linda's mother, she had 12 pills, different pills that had to be slotted and taken every day. And I said to Linda, go back and ask somebody to take a look at the 12 pills, because they don't come from the same doctor, by the way. To take
right,
a look at
that's the
12.
The other thing.
Yeah. Take a look at the 12 pills, and can somebody please talk about how these pills interact? And these were some high-powered pills, right?
Yes.
And Linda went back, and nobody could answer her question. To this day, Mary Jane, no one has been able to or wants to. You see, nobody wants to take responsibility and sit down and say, all right, let's look at these 12, 13 pills that you're taking for the heart, for the cancer, for the blood pressure, for the thinning of the blood. Let's take a look at all of these, and let's figure out if there are any interactions.
No, they don't do that. Well, for one thing, one doctor doesn't know what the other one's doing. And the other thing is they're afraid to take them off of anything because they don't want to be responsible. And that's the biggest thing, is they don't want to be responsible for making a change or having something happen because they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going to happen.
See, well, I'm not
afraid to tell somebody if when I see them, they need to go. I give them a list of the side effects of what they're taking, and I tell them you need to go back to your doctor and say how you feel and ask why. I never take people off their medications. I give them information and have them go back to their doctor and have the talk. And you know what? It empowers them because then they can see what's really going on and why they're not feeling good. And most of the time it's the side effects from the drugs.
Well,
I got a good story about that, too.
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about that. By the way, Dr. Martha is on line three. Let's bring on Dr. Martha. Dr. Martha, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, Martha. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Mary Jane. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and talk about my experience with Mary Jane.
Go right ahead. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I'm actually a chiropractor and a person who's been under Mary Jane's care for I've known Mary Jane for almost 4 years and been under her care for three, and I'm just constantly amazed that she almost knows what's going on with me before I know what's exactly going on with me. And, you know, I've been through a really stressful period in my life. I did an Ironman, a marathon. I run three businesses, and I kind of ran myself ragged. And I was kind of at a point where nothing felt like it was working right, lots of digestive problems, and I've had celiac since I was born. And Mary Jane just done a wonderful job of constantly holding my hand through the entire process. And, you know, even though I'm a doctor, still explain to me what she's doing and what's going on, because I'm a doctor of chiropractic and not a doctor of nutrition. And so I've just been completely amazed with what Mary Jane's been able to do for me. And I know that my staff is grateful because they think that I'm a lot crazy these days. But I've definitely just had a wonderful experience with Mary Jane.
Now, Michael lives in Illinois.
And I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, first of all, how did you find out about Mary Jane? And then secondly, were you shocked, you know, when you first connected with her? Because, you know, those of us that work with Mary Jane, we're not shocked anymore, but we're always amazed, right? But when you feel you don't feel well, right, and you've been to doctors and all of a sudden you're working with Mary Jane and she says it's this, this, and this, and then whatever ails you goes away. I mean, what does that mean to you, Dr. Martha?
Well, here's the thing. Is I've known Mary Jane. I knew Mary Jane before she ever did anything with me. And I come from a very holistic space in my life. I don't go to medical doctors, so I don't really know about them. I wouldn't go to one, actually, if my life, unless I maybe had my leg cut off. But I just done my Ironman, and I was getting ready to do a marathon. I sprained my ankle, and another person in town had put me on a bunch of nutrition for ankle. And when I did my Ironman, I dehydrated. And so I knew that my kidneys were bothering me, but I couldn't get anyone to really agree with me, just meaning colleagues and my chiropractor. And not that they weren't educated, they just didn't feel like that was it. And I'm just a very innate person. That's what I felt like it was. And Mary Jane walked up to me, and she said, "You don't look well." So I sprained my ankle, and she said, "Well, your kidneys are bad." And I was like, "Wow, that's exactly how I feel." And you know, after that injury, things kind of went on a downward slope because I ran the marathon. I was capable, too, with my leg, but I wasn't ready to physically. And so I had a lot of problems. And then I went to Haiti, and everything just kind of with, you know, the heat. I just was puffy and had digestive problems. And so, yeah, I was definitely amazed when I would call Mary Jane on the phone. And she checks me over the phone. I actually never contact with Mary Jane. I had a year just at conferences. But over the last 3 years, I've only seen her three times in person. And so we actually talk over email and phone, and I'm constantly amazed at what she does. I think she's just a brilliant mind, and I tell her every day, I love you, I'm thankful for you, because she keeps me able to serve and save as many lives as I do on my end, so she makes me just able to do my job better, my calling, to fulfill my calling.
Well, you know, the other thing is, you know, with Mary Jane, I mean, she's pretty modest, too. I mean, you know, I ask her what she does, and she says she uses a simple technique. But, you know, honestly, when we think about this and we're talking about it, it might be a simple technique, but it takes exquisite precision, Dr. Martha. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you have to understand that. I mean, like, I don't just trust myself with anyone. For I obviously to call a woman on the phone 2 hours in a different time zone and say, "Hey, what's going on?" and to have her say, "Your kidney's a 3." I mean, I obviously have to trust her quite a bit, you know. I've taken a lot of different supplements. I've taken, you know, a handful of a certain vitamin at times and realized that she knows exactly what she's doing. So, I mean, I always trust in the process.
Mary Jane, do you have what would you like to ask Dr. Martha?
Dr. Martha, so how, you know, talk about the journey. It's a journey of persistence and follow through, and not, and you know, when you're going through emotions and stress, and somebody like Dr. Martha, she's gone to Haiti and worked after the earthquake, and so she's a very busy, very amazing chiropractor. And
I have more energy in my little finger than most people, so I start energy at a different level. I do run 3 businesses and travel all over for chiropractic and all over the world. And so, honestly, if it weren't for my gym, I wouldn't be able to serve at the level that I do. And so, I mean, I found a lot of energy, and I've always been that way. But, you know, with the stresses of multiple businesses and traveling, I'm usually gone 6 weekends in a row and run a very high-volume practice during the week. I mean, my levels of stress constantly change, and there's ups and there's downs, and Mary Jane's constantly just, she's always there. She's always available. I email her a lot sometimes. So, yeah, she keeps me functioning at my best. You know, her calling allows me to fulfill my calling, and that's the way the world should work.
Well, and the thing is that Dr. Martha knows that there's always an answer. And no matter where, you know, being up and down with being in Haiti, and, you know, you can have some little setbacks in energy after a trip like that, just from the emotions of taking care of all those people. So she persists and follows through and knows that the optimum health is the most important thing to her, and it's not always a quick fix. You always are working at it.
Yeah, and like Mary Jane was saying about, like, you know, one time she was like, you could eat all the nutrition in the world, you need to do emotional. So I started working with a colleague of ours on emotional stuff, and, you know, just did an emotional breakthrough thing that took me, I mean, off quite a few supplements. So I'm constantly listening to her when she says it. You know, it's not about what you're eating, it's about what you need to be thinking or whatever, and I trust in the process, and I call the people she asked me to call because, you know, I know as well as she knows that the chemical, physical, and emotional are all tied together. And I like that Mary Jane, you know, she'll tell me sometimes you need to go get checked by your chiropractor again. And so she addresses the physical, the chemical, and the emotional, which is what I seek to do for my practice members. And it's nice to have someone that does that for me as well.
I love it. I love it. Dr. Martha, thank you for joining us here today. Mary Jane, anything else for Dr. Martha?
Thank you for calling. You're amazing, and I'm very happy to be there for you, and as you are as inspiring to me as I am to you.
Well, I love you, and I love having a team, and thank you, Dr. Pat, for allowing me to share my little heart with you.
Yeah, I so appreciate it. Boy, I'll tell you, we've got to get the word out here. There are so many people suffering. Let's take a short break, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For those of you that want to call in and have a reading right now live on air with Mary Jane Mack, you just heard a little bit about how she works, but boy, I'll tell you, you haven't seen anything yet. You have something ailing you out there? Give us a shout. 888-627-6008, toll free right into the show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Mary Jane Mack.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. Before we continue, I just want you to know, if you want to find out more information about Mary Jane, certainly you can go to her website. Very simple, MaryJaneMack.com. That's MaryJaneMack, M-A-C-K.com. She has a toll-free number that if you give the office a call during the daytime, you'll be able to reach Rhonda and set up a session with her so you can find out, set up an appointment. You can find out what's going on with you. I don't know if we got disconnected there. Mary Jane, are you still with us?
Oh, I'm here.
Good. All right. 888-777-4232. 888-777-4232. That's Mary Jane's number. If you would like to call into the show, or if you'd like to send me an instant feedback message, you can dial 888-627-6008. And you can go to drpatlive.com on the right-hand side and ask your question. And hopefully we'll have enough time to get it up here. Mary Jane, you work with some extraordinary and extreme cases. Tell us about them.
Okay. I can tell you about a gentleman I recently saw. I have another client that's in California that I was talking to, and while I was on the phone talking to him, there was this gentleman asking him questions to ask me. And then he wanted to know about his stomach and if I helped people that were difficult cases, and did I think there was any hope for him. And of course I said, of course I can help you, and you may not be that difficult a case. And then the next day, that gentleman called and set up an appointment.
Well, let's before you continue, let's just stop for a minute, because to you it may not be a difficult case, but let's explain what the individual was going through. Because one of the things that I think all of our listeners relate to is the fact that they are in so much pain and suffering at so many levels that sometimes it's exhausting and it seems like nothing is going to help. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Actually, this particular person had given up hope. Mm-hmm. They didn't think there was any other hope. And he actually had been sick for a long time. He had he was a Vietnam vet, for one thing. And he had he had a dental implant around March, I think it was February or March. And when he had the dental implant done, and he went to some top-notch dentist, he had all this special work put in his mouth, and it was a little extensive. And after he had it done, he got so sick that he couldn't tolerate anything. He couldn't eat. He had this allergic reaction. He was very sick. And then he talked to some experts, and they said, you're going to have all that taken out. So he decided to go to Sweden to a clinic, which was one of the top clinics that did that type of work. And he flew over to Sweden, and he was there for 2 months. To get treated, he got all that the implants taken out, and then he got infusions to pull the mercury and poisons out of his body. Being a Vietnam vet,
Very
toxic. So they did all these other extensive tests, but they did IV infusions on him. They for 6 weeks, all he did was go to this clinic and back to his room. That was it.
And
he wasn't sure if he was going to make it. And by the time he left, he was feeling somewhat better, but he wasn't well. He was still not well. Now he gets home back to the United States, and his wife was with him on this trip. Oh, and he took an acupuncturist with him to work on him, and this acupuncturist worked on him the whole 6 weeks and worked a lot on his liver. And after I saw him, I told him that acupuncturist probably kept him alive. So after he got home, he got off the plane, and a day later found out his mother had died.
Mm.
And he did not expect that. She was elderly, but she was not, he didn't see her in critical health. So that's an emotional hit right there. And not counting other emotional hits he's had, being in Vietnam, the big one to start with. And then, during the whole summer, he's done acupuncture, he's gone to other holistic therapies, he has done the medical thing. He does not like medical doctors at all because of his experiences with them, but he has had the colonoscopy and the endoscopy, because he has a lot of stomach problems. They looked in his stomach, told him nothing was wrong, had a clean colonoscopy, had blood tests. He had all the things he should have had, because the guy thought he was dying.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to know do I have cancer? What do I have here? So now he can hardly eat certain foods. Now, he's been like that. He got back in June, and he's been like that till now. So he can hardly eat. He can't take supplements, hardly at all, because they bother his stomach. So when he called for the phone consultation and we talked, I had him barely take a few supplements, like crumbs of supplements. And then I thought about him, and I thought, he is so tired. His body scored, like his heart should be a 12. That's the one organ that's a 12. He was walking around, his whole body was functioning at barely a 1. So you can imagine how tired he was. And when the body is that tired, you can't take supplements. You can't there's so many things you can't do because the body can't digest and process it. So in my office, I do this light technology. I have these energy devices by the Claris company, and I called him and told him I felt he needed to come up here for a few days. I needed at least 3 days to work on him physically with these light technology, and to put them on his body just to charge his body up. So when he got here, he was very tired. Actually, his wife was very skeptical because they had been to so many people and no answers and nothing any better. So as I talked to him in the office, I said, you have a stone. And I told him this on the phone, but we went over it again. I said, you've got a stone in your gallbladder and your bile duct is really backed up. And he kept thinking it's his stomach. And then the other thing he has is a real, like a band in his head. And so when I said, you've got a stone in your gallbladder, and he says, I've been diagnosed with a stone in my gallbladder, but my doctor told me that's not a problem. And then I said, and you can't take pills because underneath all this, you're anemic. He said, I'm diagnosed with being anemic. It's in my blood test. And he had all his tests. He was like thumbing through his tests to show me the results. And he says, but I can't take anything for the anemia because you can't take pills, and he certainly can't take iron. He's got a really sick stomach. And so I said, the first thing we have to do is just put you on the light technology, give your body some energy, and get you so your body can tolerate some nutrition and get your vibration up so your body could start to heal. And when you're in that low frequency, you don't not only feel good, you're bummed out. And this guy had a really good positive attitude. So we put him on the light technology, and I could only do so much at one time because the body changes. And so now I got him up to from a 0 to 1 to a 6, and I sent him back to the hotel, and he, he had some experiences with things opening up. He felt a little shortness of breath, which he's had before, but this was because things were opening up and starting to work. So the next day when he came in, he said he definitely felt better. He noticed the difference, and his energy was changed. And so, well, we worked on him for the 3 days, and he went home. Still can't take too much nutrition because, remember, he's still anemic underneath. So the main solution for him was to use the light technology, so he actually purchased some of that system so that he could use it where he lives, and then we could continue working on things because he noticed a dramatic difference using that technology. So it's the first step for somebody who's so in a crisis. To start with, because if the body's vibration is what we call a 90, his was barely a 10, and that's where you create disease, you create illness, you're in the frequency where all the bad things can happen. So the idea of getting him out of that frequency, then the body can start taking over without giving him the pills right away, and then start to give him a little crumb of each thing until he can start to tolerate things. But he's definitely, his wife came in while he was on the lights, and she held my hand and she thanked me, and she said they had totally given up hope and they were very skeptical when they came, but everything I said totally made sense. I just confirmed, I knew by testing him, all the things he already had all these tests for. So it was affirmation of them being in the right spot and knowing that they were brought here for a reason.
But don't you think the real difference in this is that for the first time in this gentleman's life, right, that he is getting some help in a way that he's never been able to get it before. It sounds like, for the most part, he's gotten complete frustration from not getting any of the answers that he really wanted.
Oh, exactly. Frustration. And, you know, he would tell me, he says, I am so tired. He said, but I'm such a positive person. I never tell anybody I'm so tired. Mm. I tell everybody I'm good. I'm okay, like so many of us do when you don't feel good.
I know.
He said, but I am so tired, Mary Jane. He said, I can hardly get out of the chair some days. And so that's, you know, it tells the whole story. So the big thing with him is he has got a gallbladder and a bile duct and a liver that is in such low gear, he's not functioning. So my goal is to get, we've gotten that energy up, but that stone in his gallbladder that the doctors say is not causing him any problem is causing a major problem because it's backing up his stomach. His stomach is the energy in his stomach is so high. It's like having a totally inflamed stomach. When the numbers are real high, I think about that stomach is like a red hot bowl in there. And what I have to do first is calm things down. But it's not treating just the stomach, it's treating the gallbladder. And the more I treated the gallbladder, the better the stomach got. And he ate food while he was here and getting the treatment that he had, I mean, good food, but he was able to eat a little more than he normally could eat, which was a good sign.
I mean, the story is, for many of us listening, I can only imagine. I hope someday we get to have him on the show because...
Oh, yes. Yes, we will.
I can only imagine what this level of transformation is like. For those of us that really know what it's like to be at such a place of despair because we've gone to where society says to go to get well, and we're not well. And at the end of the day, we end up saying, oh, my gosh, I need a doctor, because... It is one diagnosis after the other, and we're just not feeling any better.
No. And again, you know, you're treating the symptoms. It's like, what category do you fit into? What category do you fit into? And it's like the gal I had that went into intense, she had stress and anxiety, and she went into intensive care. And if she didn't believe in me or what we do in the technique, she would have wound up on drugs and disabled with thinking she had this heart failure for the rest of her life.
You know, it's fascinating for those of us that get to listen to you and certainly the people that have come through your doorway and have talked with you. Now, you work with people all over the world. An example of this is definitely the individual from California and definitely Dr. Martha, who actually said she has never really, you know, I mean, she didn't meet you.
Martha,
she called you.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to be in awe sometimes, especially when you think about this gentleman that you've just spent some time with, who now can look at his life from a place of hope.
Yes. Oh, and then just him, the connection that we had, you know, with somebody in that situation, just connecting and seeing me. For him, it was another, he trusted me before, but it's like when someone's been through so much, and then they have that experience with me for a few days, and I'm taking care of them and working on them and helping them. It's like just that deeper bond, and he knows I care about him. The big thing is I care about each and every one.
I know
I've
you
got
do.
Another quick little story that,
yes,
that
go ahead.
Happened today that was kind of funny. I had a gal come in, and she said, I've got a couple issues. My one issue is I've been to the podiatrist, and he's a holistic podiatrist, and I can't walk. I have this pain in the top of my foot, and he did x-rays and all these tests, and he told me I have nerve encapsulation in that foot. So then he did ultrasound, and he did all these other treatments, and so I checked her, And actually, her ankle was out of alignment. And I just do this technique of releasing the ankle. And within 10 seconds, her foot was totally better.
And I mean, she said, was she in shock?
She was in shock. She said, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Why didn't I call you first? What was I thinking? I paid for all those treatments and all this, and I just had this smile, and I said, you have got to write this story up for me so we could put it out there in testimonials. I said, this is a good one.
Well, you know, what I love about this is, I mean, I can't believe, first of all, that the hours already just zoom right by. We didn't even get to talk about the work that you do with animals. But let's just mention that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure. I have animals all over the United States. I work with horses on the East Coast, high-performance horses. And it doesn't matter whether it's a horse or a dog. I have dogs. And people call, and I check them just like I do people. And with animals, I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes animals are paralyzed or getting the poisons and toxins. And I have great nutrition to pull what people think is the most critical thing going on with their dog. It can be a very easy solution. Dogs that look like they're paralyzed or they lose their back end, that are wobbly, horses that are lame, out of balance, they being treated for lameness, on stall rest. It's all, again, I say simple. You look for the main cause, and often with horses, it's their heart. Put them on nutrition for their heart, and they're better. I had one horse who was lame and put it on a product for its kidney, took 6 tablets, and the horse was dramatically better in 2 weeks and had a lameness problem for a very long time, and it was just kidneys that were backed up.
Wow. Mary Jane, thank you so much. I can't wait for the next time that we get to connect together. Mary Jane Mack, everyone. For more information about Mary Jane, go to her website, maryjanemack.com. Mary Jane, real quick, your personal message for folks tonight?
It's to never give up hope. There's always an answer. And remember, when you give up hope, you die. So that's not an option. So look at where you're going, and look at the good of what you can have, and dream big about your health, and know that wellness is a choice, and you have that choice to be well.
Thank you, Mary Jane Mack. Thanks to all of you out there from the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by MaryJaneMack.com for more information. If you want to find out more about us, sign up for our newsletter. Find out when Mary Jane Mack is going to be joining us again. Go to DrPatLive.com. Sign up for the newsletter. You know, thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Soapbox is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taking off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make